Listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
And you know what? The Bible says while they were trialing Jesus and had Jesus on trial, Peter, now what put him in a position where the rooster had to crow? The number one, he was warming himself by the devil's fireplace. See, that'll put you in a position where you got to lie. If he had not been around the devil's fireplace, he wouldn't have had to tell lies that he didn't know Jesus. And when you warm your hand by the devil's fireplace, you will end up saying some things you never thought you would say. If you don't want to do some things you don't need to do, stop warming yourself at the devil's fireplace. You know, I don't know how in the world you're going to go to a nightclub and come out acting like you ain't drunk. I don't know how you're going to go somewhere and spend all your rent money in a club and they want to know why you're broke. You were first warming yourself by the devil's fireplace with rent money. And they're hollering about the house on me and they ain't paid your house note. When you warm your hands at the devil's fireplace, you can get accused. When you warm your hand at the devil's fireplace, you lose your anointing. When you warm your hand around liars and backstabbers and backbiters, you'll lose your power. And the next thing, not only was it the devil's fireplace, but he was warming his hand around Jesus' enemy's fireplace. These folk that he was warming his hand around were enemies of Jesus. Now, I got a problem with people that say they love me, but warming your hand around my enemy's fireplace. How are you going to eat my bread, drink my wine, wear my clothes, say you my best friend, and will be with me through thick and thin, and every time I see you, you warming your hand around my enemy fireplace? If you love me so much, what you doing hanging all up under my enemies all the time? Ooh. You better watch folk who smile in your face and say, oh, I'm with you. And next day you're sitting around talking about people who can't stand you. Oh, Lord, it's quiet in this house. Somebody already, everybody got enemies. I got enemies. You got enemies. Who in here doesn't have enemies? Didn't I tell you the old preacher was preaching one time? He said, if God is for you, who can be against you? One old sister on the front said, niggas, honey, niggas. And that can be anybody low down, amen? Everybody got enemies. But you don't need to be hanging around my enemies, and you know they my enemies. He was hanging around the devil's fireplace, but he now hanging around Jesus' enemy's fire, warming himself. And while he was warming his hand, a woman walked up, a little maid walked up and said, aren't you one of his disciples? Peter said, you know, he tried to act like he didn't hear. Kept on running. You know, when you got somebody scared, they try to ignore you. So, then he didn't say nothing. Then he walked away. Now, you know how you're scared. Now he done walked away from the fire. Went out on the porch. Then another one walked up and said, you are one of his disciples. Then Peter said, I don't know the man. Then another one walked up and said, yes, you are one of his disciples. You sound like one of them. You have an accent like one of them. And the Bible said Peter started swearing. And after he got in a tight, he started, what's happened after you swear? Now, I didn't write that, the Bible said. Peter has already been a seaman and a salesman. I mean, you know, he was already a sailor. He was already known for being at sea, and you know about sailors. Have you heard somebody say, you cuss like a sailor? So Peter had not forgotten how to cuss, baby. Just like a whole lot of folk in the church today. A lot of you all say you don't cuss, but get in a tight and go to holler about my sugar up. And my blood pressure up. Don't go to messing with my temper, baby. A whole lot of you all will say, thank you. Well, let me say it to you like the educators would say, using therapeutic reaction. So Peter started cussing and using profanity. I find out why a lot of folk cuss. Two reasons: they don't know enough words to use. The vocabulary is already low. And cussing is a way of trying to make folk get off your back. It's really a game folk use. When they cuss, they're trying to let you know how serious they are. And so Peter started cussing. And when he started cussing, something said, "Goo, goo, goo, goo." The rooster crowed. Now, I like this about this rooster, because this rooster was unusual. You know, there's all kinds of roosters. There's a New Hampshire, Rhode Island red rooster. There's a silver rooster, speckled rooster, white plumet rooster, old English black-breasted rooster, white leghorn rooster. There are all kind of roosters in the world. You know, the unusual thing about a rooster, he got it made because the rooster got all the hens. I mean, rooster got it made. He can mess with any hen he want. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Ain't nobody gonna say you're wrong. Ain't nobody say you're committing an adultery. And if another rooster come around there messing with the other hens here, I peck him. That rooster got it made. And what I always like about the rooster, as I see him in our text today, I can imagine that when that rooster crowed, some other birds were up that night and some other chicken were up that night. And they had a little conversation with the rooster. They said, "Rooster, why do you flap your wings before you crow? Have you noticed before a rooster crow, he always..." So they asked the rooster, "Why you flap your wings before you crow?" And that rooster responded back and said, "Well, I have to first wake myself up. And then I can wake everybody else up." The first thing, if we're going to be a preaching rooster, to remind some Peter that they have sinned, you got to wake yourself up first. How are you going to tell folk to say amen and you sleep? I don't know why we got amen corners anyhow in the church no more, because folk in the amen corner ain't saying nothing. Years ago, they had an amen corner because the mother said amen. And now you got to beg them to wake up, and they're putting it on their medicine. But years ago, we didn't have to beg folk to come to church and shout and praise God. Mother got up in the morning praying. Father was walking around the house singing, "The Lord will make a way somehow." And on their way to church, they had church. So when they got to church, you didn't have to beg them to have church. I wish some of y'all would have an amen in your pocket. If some of y'all can't say amen, why don't you look at your neighbor and borrow one? Some of y'all ought to at least borrow an amen. You got to wake yourself up in prayer, wake yourself and read the Bible. When you wake yourself up, you can wake others up. Another thing about this rooster, this was a sanctified rooster. He was not like all the other roosters because they were asleep. This rooster was set aside to crow. So he was a sanctified rooster. And every child of God is sanctified. Now I need to let you know, sanctification does not mean perfection. Now, a lot of folk going around telling you they're perfect, telling a perfect lie. Saying I'm sanctified and you're not even satisfied. Sanctification doesn't mean you have to wear a dress, dragging the floor, and it's 90 degrees. You ain't happy, baby, you just hot. You burning up. That's not sanctification, going around talking about I don't wear makeup because I'm sanctified. Some of you all need to give God a helping hand. If you see how you look without it, God knows you need to help God out. That little wig and that little pot and that little lipstick help you out. Ain't nothing sanctified about that. Talking about I can't wear no wig makeup, baby. That's not sanctification because you don't fix your hair and you don't put no makeup on. That ain't no sanctification. You ain't sanctified because you can't laugh, can't smile. Sickness, looking all pies, looking like you serious. You looking like somebody that lost their mind. Folk that crazy look like this. Where is the joy of your salvation? God people are happy people. God people love to rejoice. God people got a lot of life. That's why the devil can't understand you. He can't steal your joy. The devil know he can't take your salvation, but he wants to take your joy. How you gonna be sanctified speaking in tongue and won't speak to the person next to you? I need to tell you, if you're gonna be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, then what are you going to do with it? I ain't got nothing against speaking in tongue. I speak in tongue. I use it when I'm in trouble. I ain't gonna lie, mama passed me the other day one time. She was looking mighty good. I went, I'll shut my life. I ain't gonna lie, I had to go in tongues on that one. Because I was in trouble. She was looking mighty good. If you got all that power, what you gonna do with it? God gave you that power so you can use it. How many souls are you witnessing to? How many folk you can be brave enough with all that anointing to go in faith? That's filled with the Holy Ghost. God told them to go tarry and get the Holy Ghost because Jesus knew what was before them. You're going to need the Holy Ghost to be a witness. Not to brag on, but to use it. My God. Sanctified rooster. Another thing about this rooster was not ashamed to crow. You couldn't embarrass this rooster. He was not ashamed to crow at night. And a lot of you all, and let's confess it now, the biggest problem, the reason why God can't use us to crow to a dying world, we're ashamed. We're ashamed of our anointing. We don't want to take the Bible to work. We don't want to pray around our employees because you don't want them to know you're a Christian. You are ashamed, but they're not ashamed to be the devil. And I don't want to deviate and say a word that I know is going to make some folk mad, but one of the biggest problems with Afro-Americans, Pastor, is that a lot of us can't get over being ashamed of who we are. See, when you are ashamed, you want people approval. You don't appreciate what you have until they appreciate it. So therefore, since they don't approve of it, you are ashamed of it. So a person had to wake up and see what they have. So you won't be ashamed of it. You'll never be ashamed of your mother when you start thinking about what she could have done when you were born. If you think about it, that your mother could have flushed you down a toilet, you wouldn't be ashamed of your mother's grandma. Hello? Because she uses poor grammar, then you're ashamed of your mother? But you got to realize one thing about old folk. One thing about old folk, they didn't have all the education, but they knew how to get their point over. Daughter told her mama, said, "Mama, I'm going to town." Mama said, "I'm going to town too." Daughter told her mama, "Mama, don't say I'm going." Mama said, "Whether we're going or going, we're going to end up downtown." You need to know how to get your point over. Don't ever be ashamed of your mother. I don't care how she sounds. I don't care how she look. Don't ever be ashamed of your father. I don't care how he look. That's your daddy. Don't ever be ashamed of your house. If that's the best house you got, thank God you got a roof over your head. Don't ever be ashamed of your car. It might smoke, but it gets you to work. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. This rooster. Didn't try to bark like a dog. But he crowed like a rooster. If we would learn how to be yourself. And stop trying to be like somebody else. God can use you. Now, if you know you're not soprano, don't you try to hit that note Angela just hit. You stay down there in the alto range. Or you'll mess up your voice. Know your place. Preachers, if you can't preach like other people, don't you worry about that. Use what you have. If you don't have no gravy, you make sure you got some meat. And if you got some meat, you can make your own gravy. Use what God has given you. If you can't preach, you better know how to pastor. I know some folk can't preach much, but they got mega churches because they know how to pastor. Use what you have and sound like you and quit worrying about other people. I don't know why you all want to go buy a car with money you don't have to impress people you don't like. Just because they have a nice car, now you want to go get one too. You better learn how to crow like a rooster and stop trying to bark like a dog. Oh, this rooster crowed loud enough that he was not worried about who he offended. Now he upset Peter, but it didn't worry that rooster. He kept on crowing. We got to crow and make some folk mad. Now. I know some folk get mad when you say certain things in the pulpit when you're crowing. But you can't go around worrying about who you offend when you're doing what the Lord said do. If the Lord told you that somebody been talking about you and said go up and speak to them, speak to them. And I know how you all are, but honey, you ain't said nothing to me. I ain't said nothing to you. I just touched somebody. Look at your neighbor and point your finger at him and say, coo, 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 coo. Your mother got on you about what you were doing, and you told your mother you were grown. Stay out of my business. You know she upsets you. You just don't want to admit. And all night long, you heard your mama say, I'm finna make somebody mad right now. When you don't pay no money in your church, I'm crying at you tonight. Oh! Anybody here didn't pay no money in church last Sunday, look at them and point at them again. Come on now, look at them. Tell them I'm warning you. Call it. Now look at the other one and say, we need money to run the church. Don't put that on the Holy Ghost. This rooster, I'm done now. This rooster crowed loud enough so Peter could hear. If the rooster had crowed low, Peter wouldn't have heard it. But he made sure he was heard. Now, brothers and sisters, a lot of folk always telling us we too loud in church. Some folk right now don't like me hollering. I just can't stand all that screaming. It just get on my nerve. I like to teach him, but baby, when you start all that, it's just... But you didn't say that at the bar last night. You didn't say that when you were drunk last night. You were loud. I ain't seen no drunk, quiet folk. Look at your neighbor again and say, you didn't say it was too loud when you were at the ball game the other night. You hollered loud, screaming, and didn't nobody tell you to sit down. But then when you got to church, did they make too much? No. The whole church too long, but stayed in the club. All night. In fact, you were just going out. Come on, look at me. Look at your neighbor and say, I remember that. Around this time, baby, I was just putting on my clothes. We got to get loud. Ain't nothing wrong with getting loud when you know what you're saying. If your house was on fire, and everybody in your house was asleep, and I'm out there in the yard and your house on fire, would you like for me to say, did you all know your house is on fire? Well, you all wake up, I'd like to give you a course on the theology of fire. You want somebody to say, hey! Now, if I know you going to hell, where the fire is really hot, I need to be said, I need some crowing rooster. This rooster crowed at the right time. If he'd have crowed too early, he would have missed Peter. If he'd have crowed too late, Peter wouldn't have heard him. He knew when to crow at the right time. Church folk need to know when it's the right time to testify. You don't go on your job speaking in tongues. That's not the right time. You don't go reading your Bible when you're on the clock. And then if the supervisor get on you, talking about I rebuke you. Business is business. You don't go to rebuking nobody talking about I rebuke you and you want them to pay you on Friday. They didn't hire you to read the Bible. They didn't hire you to testify. They hired you to speak professionally on that job. And they hired you to work because that business is for profit. And you should know the difference when to preach. It's bad that when you speak to some folk, they start preaching. They don't even know how to say good morning. And they don't know how to say good evening and sit down. When the church has got a program and they ask you to make remarks, they didn't ask you to preach. Say what you're going to say, and when you walk into a church, preachers, you don't run up in the pulpit. You wait to be asked, because it's better to be asked than to be asked down. You don't know what the program is calling for. You don't know the schedule of the worship. You don't get up there running all up in the pulpit talking about what God told you to tell the church. A woman called me the other day telling me what God told her. I said, well, you better tell me. If I go by everything all the members tell me what God told them, ain't no telling what I'll be preaching. You got to know your time, and you got to know your place. You got to know when to preach. Then you got to know how to preach to different people. I preached in India. I preached in Africa. I preached all in Egypt. I preached all around the world. And you won't see me hooping. They don't know nothing about that. I got to have an interpreter. How you gonna hoop with me? You got to know how to preach to all people. But when I get around my folk, I don't mind getting in what James Combe called rhythm of tune. I've had the conversation. Now I ruled over in the rhythm of tune. And in a few minutes, I'm going to homegoing. Am I right about it? That's what James Combe said. You need to know when to preach and know how to preach. And then closing, this rooster When that rooster crowed, he brought back memory. When Peter heard the rooster crowing, Peter remembered. The Bible said, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus. How Jesus said, before the cock crow, you will deny me thrice. When you said you will never turn your back on me. Peter, you messed up. Because the rooster crowed, he brought back memory. Oh, listen here tonight. Somebody here need to remember. You need to hear the rooster crowing to bring you back to your senses. Some of you tonight have made some promises to God. You made God a promise that if you save my soul, I will always be in the church. You have broken that promise. Some of you tonight, when you join the church, you said, I govern myself by rules and regulation of the church. And now that you're in the church, won't even have come to church. God need a rooster to bring you back to your promise. God will use adversities. God will use financial difficulties. God will use sickness. That ain't nothing but God, rooster, crowing to bring back your memory. The reason we need to be reminded tonight is because we're so easy to forget. Peter forgot the promise he made. And oh, I need a rooster in my life to bring back my memory. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad tonight that I have heard the rooster crowing to bring back my memory. Because I praise the Lord. And the reason why I preach so hard is because I remember. I look back a long time ago, over 44 years ago, when I stood on a little box preaching. Oh Lord, and I remember how the Lord blessed me. And now that the Lord has blessed me, I can't quit preaching to satisfy a few intelligent people. The reason I preach the way I preach, I remember what the Lord has done for me.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Sending my love your way. Oh, send my love.
Watching your every move, covering you with grace.
Something or someone with a loud voice, with a loud, exuberant voice. So therefore, we come right now to Shabbat the Lord, our God. Train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he's old, he won't depart from it. For out of the mouths of babes come perfected praise. We invite you to come and Shabbat the Lord with us. Come on and put those hands together. To just praise and magnify the Lord our God, for he is worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah.
Yourself that you just start to dance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
He's a great, awesome God. He's a mighty God. Wonderful Counselor. Clap your hands.
The joy, hear the laughter, see the twinkle in each eye. It's the wonder this season. Just because Christmas is here, hear the song each heart is singing. See the smile upon each face. It's just the wonder of this season. Just because Christmas is here, all hearts turn toward one another. Someone in need. Every man is each one's brother, with no thought of race or creed. Friends. and family all get together. Old acquaintances renewed. It's just the wonder of this season. All because Christmas is
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for the Godfather of Quartet, Spencer Taylor, and the Highway QCs of Chicago, Illinois. The New Bethel Baptist Church, along with TNR Entertainment, is bringing you the legendary Highway QCs, featuring Spencer Taylor.
Somebody in need of a healing day. Standing
Fridays, December 6th at 6 p.m. This event will take place at the New Bethel Community Baptist Church located at 1807 Community Lane in Alexandria. Reverend Clarence Duhart Jr. is the host pastor. Also on this concert will be the Soulettes of Colfax and the New Bethel Crusaders. This event is hosted by Lorenzo Davis Jr. For tickets, you can contact Tyrone Roy at 318-729-5076 and Fluker at 318-625-8592, Lorenzo Davis 318-792-1001, or Karen Layton at 318-233-6029. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door. Children ages 10 to 16, $3, and under the age of 10 are free. Don't miss this big event with the godfather of quartet, Mr. Spencer Taylor, and the Highway QCs of Chicago, Illinois, coming to your city December 6th at 6 p.m. at the New Bethel Community Baptist Church. Don't just meet me there, beat me there. The New Bethel Baptist Church and TNR Entertainment are proud sponsors of KAYT. KQJO.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
There is a seed rooted in me, growing inside for my destiny. Visions I see, greatness I feel, and it's calling me.
Open my eyes and help me see all of the power you've invested within me. I'm looking back, facing ahead. The future looks bright.
You're drawing me from my comfort zone, safely leading and making me whole. There is no limit, and I know you're not finished with the work you've begun in me.
Bracing words meant for me, you've illuminated destiny.